This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
That's a good one.
Good less, job,
less
Rue.
Scared.
No scary.
No scaries.
We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be.
Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy, and I have something shameful to share right off the bat.
Yeah, I hear this is the case.
Oh, sorry. No, that was okay. What I actually wanted to say was welcome to second winter.
Oh,
we got there. Yeah. I didn't think we were getting there, but
yeah,
we're
there.
I think we've actually got second winter.
Yep.
Up in this thing.
Yeah.
So I was sick last week,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up getting like, you know, like when you blow your nose and you get like kind of a raw nose
yep.
on the inside.
Yeah.
I had that. So it's like kind of scabbed a little bit.
Okay.
And so it gets to combine my two most favorite shameful activities,
okay.
picking my nose
oh,
and
no.
picking scabs.
Oh no.
Yeah. So with the location of it, if I just try to use my finger, it like just hurts a lot. It really
okay.
probably does a lot more harm than good.
Mm-hmm.
But today, I started using a cuticle cutter.
Oh, I don't like this
and just
at
like
all.
Getting in there and
I don't like
pulling
this.
The scab off. So it's a little raw at the moment. But
oh my goodness, that's really not what I expected to happen at the beginning of this episode. But
gotta keep you on your toes.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah,
we're also drinking rosé and eating McDonald's.
It's been a week.
it has been a week, and I think is a perfect embodiment of who we are as people.
If I like, I don't know what your plans are tonight. My plan is to go out.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm gonna stay out for very long.
That's okay.
But like, I'm down this 1 liter
this.
Bottle of wine.
I have no plans tonight, mostly because I was also really sick last week. You can probably maybe still hear it in my voice.
Yeah, you sound disgusting.
Yeah. You're welcome, everyone who's not listening. And
hi, my name's Janet.
Yeah, that's exactly
you.
How
that's
I
you.
Said that's me. But I'm down to drink some rosé and stay at home. I'm really into that. Uh-oh, what happened?
My echo was up for this whole time, so
well,
it'll be better now.
That's okay. But you texted me and said your weekend had gone to shit.
It
and
had
it's
gone
Saturday
to shit.
Morning.
It had gone to
I
shit.
I want to know what happened.
Thursday night, I saw that the rave that I planned to go to on
mm-hmm.
Friday got canceled.
Mm.
Do you know Gareth Emery?
Name sounds familiar.
Yeah. I love Concrete Angel. The song.
Okay.
And so, like, I got tickets. I asked the person I'm dating if they wanted to go, like, 2 weeks ago. Really booked them in advance.
Yeah.
And then Thursday,
canceled. That's and I bummer. Let them know, and they're like, I'm pissed.
Ooh.
I'm upset. Yeah. They also thought that I was like canceling on them like the entire night. Like, okay, like, guess we're not going to the show. So
I see. Okay. They were mad at you, not just like about the situation.
Yeah. They're okay. And like, they were like, I turned so many things down to like go to this thing. And I was like, so there was a lot of miscommunication going on from Thursday night, and then not a lot of communication going on because they were very busy on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then I turned into a goddamn raging fire just like by letting this like sit for too long and fester. Because I, after Thursday night, I was like, okay, there's got to be something going on here. Because in the middle of the night, they were like, oh, I booked a night shift for Friday night. Oh, and I was like, what the hell? Like, you just ditched me. Like, why the hell did you bail on me? Why did you cancel on me? Like, am I being punished for this fucking rave being canceled? But like, I just have to figure out something else that we can do. But no, you go like, you go ahead and book a shift in the middle of the fucking night. And that's how I wake up.
Oh, my goodness.
So like, clearly... something is rising in me.
There's a lot happening
in the morning, and I don't know what your relationship with anger is, but I generally hate anger and my anger. I feel like a terrible person forever, like being angry. But it really allows me to like once I'm angry, I'm like, okay, I gotta like cool it a little bit because I can really fucking pop off. But lots of times when I have popped off when I'm angry, I normally don't know enough about the situation, and then I kind of look like an idiot for being so angry. I don't know if we talked about this, my Mars is in Capricorn.
Okay.
And so while Mars in Aries, Mars is ruled by Aries, or Aries is ruled by Mars, Mars is exalted in Capricorn. So it is like even more on fire in Capricorn than it is in Aries.
Okay.
So I can get very, very like righteously angry. I get that feeling in myself and I'm like, I should probably make sure that I'm actually angry about something.
The right thing.
Not
the right thing, but a thing.
But they were so busy yesterday that they had like no time to even like answer this fucking question or even like have the question posed. And so it just like kept building in me and building. And then by the end of the night, I was like, I am so like, oh, there's like, it feels so gross inside of me. And I hate myself a little bit for it, for being so angry about it. But then I kind of like, I pictured it as a forest fire and just like,
okay.
Like raging through me.
Regrowth, man.
Yeah. And like,
rebirth.
as much as that kind of shit is very scary and can hurt and burn the people around you, I think I was doing a pretty good job of not doing that.
Containing the fire.
Yeah. So just like being able to like figure out what I needed in that scenario, which is like, I need to talk about this eventually. I don't need to like hash it out, but like I need to know what the hell was going on at some point. And so even just like scheduling a time like 3 days from now is enough for me to be able to like
release some of that for now.
Yeah. And like feel a little bit more connected instead of just being like, I have to hold this in and I don't know when it's going to be able to come out kind of thing. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Look at you.
But then we ended up connecting last night in the middle of the night shift and chit chatting about it. And
some miscommunication happening.
Miscommunication and assumption. Yeah. And yeah.
Some hurt feelings happening.
Hurt feelings and getting riled up in those things. And that also like comes with guilt of like, ah, crap. Like one of the things that I was shaming myself the most for is like, this used to be just a tiny little ember in my soul in the morning. And now the entire forest is being fucking burnt down.
And I couldn't stop it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Point. And I should have stopped it.
Yep.
So yeah, there's probably some good poetry there.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit. I need to make sure my computer doesn't restart in the middle of this.
That would be unfortunate.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, that sounds like a journey.
11:25 PM today. We're good.
Oh, we're good. That sounds like a journey.
It was a journey. But my weekend's a little bit better.
Yeah.
Now that I just kind of
move through that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have any other updates you want to share?
I started a new job this week.
You're dead.
And I think I'm pretty good at it.
I love that.
If people just like got out of my business, I'd be just like over the moon.
You'd just be perfect at it, right?
I'm not sure I have anything to learn from anybody.
Of course.
Honestly,
not.
Like I was a little annoyed shadowing some people because they just like not suck. But, you know, like you're shadowing someone and you're like, I don't know how you don't see what is actually going on here. You're like talking to someone who is going on and on about like some struggles that they have of just like being able to do a list of tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that you're creating in this meeting is like an entire page of tasks. Ooh. And like, yep. Even just like asking about their vacation, and their vacation was kind of shitty, and being like, well, at least you got some rest. And they're like, I didn't actually get rest because
it was shitty.
This person snored the entire time. And I was like, well, at least you were like having a good time. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
That just silver lining.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Shut the fuck up.
Man, I've got stuff to say about that, but that might be for offline.
I
also found out this week that my job is changing. Not by choice.
Mm-hmm. You found out not by choice, or you found out?
Well, yeah, I didn't find out by choice either. Everything not by choice. I also didn't have a voice until yesterday at like noon.
No voice, no choice.
So that made it really difficult because I really had a hard time like asking questions or expressing myself in any way. Not that I don't know if I would have had questions.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of silver lining bullshit happening this week, and I'm not a fan.
No, I hear you.
You know, there's a time and a place. When you first receive news you don't want to hear, silver linings, usually not the nicest thing to receive. No.
And
so,
are you normally a person who's like, fuck silver linings?
I think I'm learning that I am. You know?
Welcome to my life.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Now, do I feel like I sometimes do that to other people? For sures.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not perfect.
For sures.
For sures.
For sures, peepers.
That's a throwback to last week. If you
for
listened.
All,
for all those repeat listeners. Rue just looked at Jimmy when he laughed like that. Oh, also, Stefan said that we needed to make a compilation of you laughing because that is how we were going to become famous.
No, I think that's fair.
And I think he might be right.
Yeah.
I also think we might just need to like take hold of our own Instagram.
There's any, again, nobody's coming to save us other than ourselves.
No, no one is coming to save us.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You got any other updates?
No, I think that was it. My nose.
Yeah, I didn't love that one.
Job.
Yep.
Oh,
Ruru.
And the other thing that I said, I forgot what it is. Oh, winter.
Winter. Yeah, winter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm, not a fan. Yeah, my updates. I was sick. I lost my voice, which is like not an uncommon experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I would say, on the longer end.
Was it from drinking?
No, I was like sick.
Let's
sick.
Go!
Finally, not from drinking. Though I was getting sick like last Friday. Like I was starting to get a cough. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of events last weekend. Like I actually had a pretty busy weekend and I just like fought through and I drank a lot last weekend, and I like.
How did this? Why did you say no? This is not from drinking. That's like exactly that's the pattern. That's MO.
I was actually sick though. Difference?
Well, you're usually sick as well.
Not always.
Not always, but usually.
In the summer, I was rarely sick. I was just losing my voice for like a day at a time.
Sick, bro.
Sick. So I had a really bad cough, and it got really bad on Monday and then lasted all week, and I had to cancel a whole week of my job, which didn't feel very good. I didn't love it, but luckily like all the people involved were super understanding, which always happens. But as you
hopefully
know,
your neural pathways are
starting to reform. And then by yesterday, because what kept happening, I don't know if anyone's lost their voice before, but for me, what happens is, for anyone who's listening, I lose it and then it just comes back. There's no like slow progression. It is 100% gone. And I think people think I'm being dramatic when I say I don't have a voice, but it's like gone. It's not just like hoarse. It's gone.
What is it? Philip Phillips gone? I love you. Gone.
Yes. Yeah. Didn't know about that.
Country.
And then it just comes back. But what was happening was it would come back for like 5 to 10 minutes and then I would have a coughing fit and it would go away again. Cause I was just like, cause it's just damage to my vocal cords and my cough was like so bad that I just kept re-damaging them, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yesterday I was like, I can't cancel another week of work. So I was really starting to spiral yesterday. I was like, at what point do I start to panic and think that I will never speak again?
And it turns out that moment was the time when you start to panic.
That was the moment. And it happens every time. If I lose my voice for more than like 3 days, I really start to spiral. But I'm here and I can talk. And that was my week. So it was like not fun. I was coughing a lot.
Do you think you can short circuit it by being like induce the spiral earlier? Like on the first day of losing your voice, you're like, am I never going to talk again?
There are moments. Last time I lost my voice, there was moments. I think I was like at home alone and I was like, oh my God, if someone breaks in right now. Again, coming back to invaders, intruders, perpetrators.
Which has been like such a common experience in and around your life.
Yes. Yeah. It's happened so many times. Yeah. I was like, I won't be able to call for help. If I have to... Oh, you know what actually did happen? I don't know if you've ever done this, but...
You just do like an emergency alert on your phone.
Well, so on your iPhone, if you click the...
Why did you give me such little wine the first time?
I don't know. I was just... These are actually deceptively huge wine glasses.
That's a good point. I think I might have given myself the exact amount that you did.
Yeah, I think you did. But thanks for the judgment. I appreciate it.
It's good.
You know when you like hit the... on off button on your phone 5 times, it calls 911 automatically.
No.
Okay. Well, it does do that. And you have five seconds.
We're turning into a true crime podcast.
You have 5 seconds to cancel it. Mm-hmm. And I've done it once accidentally.
Classic.
But I was smart and I stayed on the line and I was like, I'm fine. And they were like, thanks for staying on the line. And I was like, you're welcome.
Hello, I'm just a girl.
I'm just so stupid.
Were they like,
no.
Blink 5 times.
No. They were like, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, I accidentally called them. And then they asked their few questions, like, are you safe? You know, are you in a space you can talk freely? Like, they asked those questions. And I was like,
say jalapeno if you're not safe.
Yeah.
Or
I'm booking a hotel room, jalapeno. Because that's like a, you know, a common thing. That's a thing I've seen.
Jalapeno specifically?
No, when you call 911, you're like booking a hotel room. Or ordering pizza.
Like a pizza, please. What would your 911 pizza be?
I mean, it depends who I'm around, I guess. Like if I'm around someone who knows me and they're holding me hostage, I would have to order Hawaiian pizza because they'd be like, that sounds right.
Oh my God.
Did it? What?
I
need to finish my story.
Go ahead.
So,
okay, I'm still recording.
Okay. Oh my goodness. So... mostly I was thinking at one point I'd like clicked my, you know, cause I just like, I get fidgety and sometimes I'll like, yeah. Anyways. So I clicked the side button on my phone a couple times and I was like, and then I was like sitting on my bed and I was like, man, if I called 911 right now accidentally, it would not be a good situation. Cause I'd be like, hello, I'm okay.
hey.
No, it's fine.
And they'd be like, are you
actually?
Great
impression of you losing your voice.
This is why I think people think I'm faking it. And I was like, that would be a really bad situation. So that's what got in my head this time, mm-hmm. was accidentally calling 911 and them not believing me. And then showing up. Oh, that was the other thing. Because Stefan was sleeping downstairs because I was coughing so much in the middle of the night.
You guys got into a fight.
Yeah, we got into a fight about me coughing. He was like, can you just fucking stop? And I was like, man, the cops are going to come at like 4 a.m. And he's going to be like, what the fuck happened?
Do you know the hand signal for experiencing domestic abuse? I believe it's 540.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, now I know.
That's crazy. Like,
I think there's a lot of different signals.
Well, that's the thing, right?
Yeah. Some bars have like you order certain drinks.
Angel
right?
shot, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But anyways, that's my update. That's all I have to say.
It was good.
Yeah.
And you, like, have you cried a lot?
I didn't really cry. I didn't cry this week. I was mostly just, like, frustrated. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I was, like, in the place where I was like, I don't know if I've ever had this bad a cough in my entire life. Which I think happens every time anyone ever gets sick. Because you're like, have I ever been this sick before, ever? Mm. It was a pretty bad cough, and it did last a while. Mm-hmm. So.
Man, I still hack up a lot of something.
Yeah, I'm still coughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, today, speaking of shame on me, I think, like, isn't the purpose of this podcast to talk about things that we're shameful about? Or just like,
turns out we have no shame.
Yeah. I was in the elevator, mm-hmm. and it's just like that kind of head cold, cough, sore throat, mm-hmm. whatever, where I've got like a lot of mucus everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so just like breathing is like very crackly and like
nice. Yeah.
And so I was like trying to like snot rocket in the elevator. Not rocket, but like
just clear things up a little
to be able to like flick it somewhere, you know?
God, that's disgusting.
I'm showing up as myself. Do you have to reject it outright?
If you're not shaming yourself, I'm shaming you.
Yes. That's kind of how shame works. Mm-hmm. You externalize the shame until you internalize mm-hmm. the shame. Mm-hmm. But this time it just kind of like fell onto the floor.
Wow. That's really unfortunate.
I like tried to smear it with my foot, but it was a lot. It's still very noticeable.
Was this at work?
No, it was at my apartment.
Okay, so last
Saturday.
Better. Well, I didn't know when. Oh, this happened today.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't have that context.
Oh.
Wow. That makes me sad for everyone else in your apartment building.
Oh, if I take the same... Hi, Rue. Hi. If I take the same elevator, it's noticeable, I'll send you a picture. Maybe that'll be our cover photo for this episode.
Didn't we talk about like not sending people pictures of bodily fluids without their consent last episode? I'm pretty sure that was a thing we talked about.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we?
Because you talked about receiving a pretty disturbing Snapchat.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So I think that's the thing. And I don't consent. I'm telling you right now, I don't consent. You're still going to do it.
I
can tell.
We both follow consent wizardry.
Yes.
They say you're going to cross people's boundaries. You're going to violate consent.
So you're just preparing for it now. Okay.
Out of all the consent violations that I could be committing,
yeah, that's pretty minor. I'll forgive you, probably.
Pretty minor. It's too bad. I'm looking forward to hearing about you working on your own.
Yeah, I'm not excited. We'll see.
We'll talk about it after.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after.
So those are our updates.
Yep.
You have a funny thing?
Yeah, I have a segment.
Okay.
I'm pretty proud of it.
Yay.
Okay. Oh my god, I'm so like gross right now. Okay.
Disgusting, yeah.
I really want to like sniffle really loudly, but I'll avoid doing it. Yeah, I really want to do that.
Disgusting, Janet.
Okay. So my segment is called Smash or Pass.
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, you've never heard of it. Exactly. It's totally brand new. But it's not people. It's just things.
Yeah, I can dig that.
Yeah.
Is it like things that I'm going to feel shamed about?
No, it's just like really random things in our
society.
Maybe
we can start tying it back to the theme.
Yeah, okay. Well, not this segment. What else do I want to say? I also came up with this list by myself, which I'm pretty proud of.
Oh, I love that. I'm very impressed by that.
ChatGPT did not help me at all.
Do you use ChatGPT for anything?
Occasionally. Not as much as you do, though.
No. I asked ChatGPT who I remind them of. And I sent a screenshot of it to a friend. And they were like...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I'm very envious of your relationship with ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like, I want to see what you write because my ChatGPT is just like, yes, queen, you go, girl.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, smash or pass. Hold on. I got to eat this chicken nugget.
I have two junior chickens with pickles. For everybody listening, mm-hmm. either today or in the future, get pickles on your junior chickens.
Okay. What I'd also like to say about McDonald's before we move on, Jimmy guessed my McDonald's order before I ever ordered McDonald's in front of him. Which is just, I don't know what it says about me, but he nailed it, and it was embarrassing.
I had to reach.
I had to reach for some fries, make myself feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, that's that. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy. Okay, smash or pass. First one, Neopets.
Oh, are we like, okay, are we saying like, do I want to smash Neopets?
No, because none of these, or a lot of these don't make sense.
Or do I just approve of Neopets?
Yeah, like, do you fuck with Neopets?
Pass.
Yeah, I'm passing too.
I want my Neopets experience to be so much more than it ever has been. I wanted like... paintbrushes. Mm. I wanted a Jetsam. I wanted... rare Neopets. I have no idea how the fuck Neopets works. I want to be able to look at what I need to do to get all of the rare things on Neopets. I wonder if like it's got to be documented at this point of like what I time you have to like log on or go to places and whatnot. But then once you're just like following a guide, not very fun.
Yeah.
Pass on Neopets.
I feel like 15 to 20 years ago, I would have smash Neopets.
I like smashing Neopets games.
This is why we need video going.
Okay, what was funny about that for you?
Your reaction. Just as soon as I did it, I was like, oh no. I started to take a drink and then I didn't. That was what was laughable, I guess.
I'm like out of shock or something.
I don't know. I don't know what the reaction was. Okay, next one. We've got a lot.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Like there are times in these days, like modern contemporary times, where I regret that like Flash is no longer supported by the internet as a whole, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And I can't play Neopets games.
Okay.
There was one game where you just like hit something with a bat and see how far it flies.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one a lot. Do you remember your Neopets names or like your preferred Neopets?
No, I don't. I was trying to think about it and I don't remember. And I like remember liking Neopets, but I don't remember a game on there. I don't remember anything.
So I liked the Mirkas.
Oh, yeah.
And the Eeries. Kind of like the griffin Thanks. Oh, I played a lot of cheat on Neopets.
Oh, that's right. They did have cheat, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I like that a lot. Okay, I've got a phenomenal cheat strategy.
Okay, I'm in.
So let's say I've got like my full hand of cards.
Yep.
I've got like three nines.
Yep.
I'm going to play three nines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say three nines, but it's going to be three like random cards. The first time I say three nines.
Okay.
And then the next time I say three nines, it's going to be the actual nines. And then okay. People are going to be like, you already said three nines. Cheat. Obviously. And then it'll be like, boom.
What if they call cheat the first time?
Well,
it only works
hopefully that's early in the round.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
When you have a ton of cards, so yeah. It's believable.
And then it really just gets into a like some game theory where it's like, oh, mm-hmm. Do I have to bluff your bluff, your bluff, your bluff?
I actually really like cheat. We used to play in school.
Phenomenal. A phenomenal game.
Great group game.
Yeah.
Just if you have like 20 people,
yeah.
Get a bunch of decks of cards, it's a good time.
We played a lot of like President Scum. Whatever,
yeah,
in school as well.
Is not that like asshole president.
Yeah.
Love I
like
that game.
I like cheat more.
Oh, okay, very different games. It depends, yeah. Like what vibe you're going for.
Yeah, with President and Scum, you don't get to like. There's not that like strategy component to it. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Wait. So you don't remember like your Neopets?
Not really.
Username or whatever.
No.
I think one of my Neopets was Brian Rietta. It's okay. A Homestar reference.
Okay,
smash or pass?
Smutty books.
Smash.
Yeah, I'm kind of passing, to be honest.
I've got that need. I've got that wetness.
Oh my God.
I've got that length.
Okay, I'm moving on. Smash or pass reality TV.
Have you ever watched, or not watched, Red ACOTAR?
No, and I don't think I'm going to.
I would be interested in your take on the first two books.
I heard the first book is really boring, is what I hear.
I would like to think that most first entries into something.
Especially like that scale of something.
Yeah.
My friend who recently started reading, good for her, shout out. She never
like
read.
Just period?
Yeah, like she, well, she can read.
She learned how to read.
Yeah, easily. She learned how to read in her 31st
Shout
year
out
of
to
life.
Mira.
No, it's not Mira. She never read before. She was just never into it. But mm-hmm. Now that she has kids, she listens to audiobooks a lot. Because she's like, when they're hanging out, I don't want to have the TV on all the time, but like I got to do something. So mm-hmm. She's just ripping through audiobooks. I'm mm-hmm. very proud of her. So she read ACOTAR. I don't know if she's done ACOTAR, but she is into Throne of Glass right now, and she says I should get into it. She said no smut.
Not for the first few books.
Yeah. And I'm not against smut. I should make that really clear. It's just not really my vibe.
What's your favorite trope?
I like a classic enemies to lovers.
Oh my God. Like, if someone can just love me at my worst.
Like, really. Or lovers to enemies. If it's pulled off well, that's a good one too.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. If you're never going to read ACOTAR, I want to spoil it
you
for
can
you
spoil
a little
it
bit.
For me.
The first two books, both enemies to lovers.
Yeah, I think I knew that. I don't think that's a spoiler.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Reality TV, smash or pass?
Yeah.
Smash?
Yeah, smash.
But like a gentle smash.
Okay.
Depends on...
Because you're not really into like dating reality TV.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't make me feel good.
Oh,
maybe I should do it stoned at some point. But
oh, my God. Okay. So there is a show called Temptation Island.
Okay, yeah.
And it is...
I've never watched Temptation Island.
So, because originally, like, it started, like, early 2000s.
Oh, what?
And it was on, like, Fox. Like, really long, like, before The Bachelor. Like, really early. It had a couple seasons, did really well, but it was kind of before dating reality TV was a thing. And then I think it went over to, like, some network that it was associated with Peacock. So, I don't know what network that would be. Yeah.
What do you think? Give me the best Peacock sound. Peacock.
No, I was in silence because I don't think they make any noises. Beep. That was my impression. Beep. That was my impression, was the silence. Anyways. Jesus Christ. So, and then it moved over to like, yeah, whatever Canadian network matches what network was going to Peacock. Nice. I don't know what it was. And had like 5 seasons. And now it's on Netflix. New season on Netflix. They just picked it up. It has the best, and I am including Jeff Probst in this, the best reality TV host there is. His name is Mark L. Wahlberg. Yep.
It makes sense why he has to go with the L.
Yeah, it does.
What do you think his middle name is?
I don't know. Llewellyn.
I think it's Lucas.
Oh, okay. Or just Luke. Good old Bible. Yeah.
Wait. Why is the old Bachelor host looking coming up?
Is it
the same person? He's had some work done.
No, it's not the same person.
He looks exactly like Chris Harrison, though.
He does not look like Chris Harrison.
He looks exactly like Chris Harrison.
He is a gem. I would pay to go to therapy with him. He's not a therapist.
I can dig that.
But he is amazing.
Okay.
The whole premise of Temptation Island is that there's 4 couples,
mm-hmm.
and they have issues.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever issues. Usually a lot of infidelity, a lot of trust issues.
I think he was a host of Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, he was.
242 episodes.
Yeah, after the first round of Temptation Island, before it got rebooted the first time, he did Antiques Roadshow.
I know this is interrupting you.
Okay.
But I listened to a podcast where, like, as soon as they mention an actor or something, they do IMBD bags.
Mm?
And then they just look up their history. And I found myself doing it right now with Mark L. Wahlberg.
So
he looks Chris Harrison adjacent.
Oh, man, he is a gem. I wish he was my family. The premise, so the 4 couples who have various issues going on. They want to like test their relationships. So they like break up in quotations, but they usually have a lot of rules.
Well, it's kind of ultimatum-y, isn't it?
Yeah, but they go live in separate houses and they live
exactly
with
what
12
happens with ultimatum.
But they like live with 12 singles. And the whole purpose is that the singles are trying to tempt them. And it gets like in this season, a guy has already had a threesome.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And after he had the threesome, they were like, "Do you regret it?" And he was like, "No." He was like, "My girl's going to take me back, no problem."
Oh.
And it brings out the worst in me watching.
Yeah.
Like, I
That's
watch.
That's not what I want.
And I'm like, fuck you guys. You're the worst. I have no sympathy. But I love it. It is. And listening to Mark, he gives genuinely intelligent advice to these people. Like, he's actually, he's like, well, you're talking a lot about them. Like, what about you? Like, why is this happening for you? Like,
how do I become his protege?
Oh my God, he's amazing.
Just asking
and
those
it's
questions
all
that
unscripted.
You want the answers to.
Like, he's talked a lot about how it didn't start off this way. Like, it started off with him being like, well, if I ask questions, then they'll get good sound bites and then they can cut me out. And then the producers were like, I guess just keep going.
Hello, Mark L. Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Will you be my father?
Like, if we could interview him on this podcast.
Yo.
Oh my
God.
He is amazing.
I'm going to send an email to myself about that.
Okay. He is just incredible. Every time I watch, I am just ready for him to speak. Because most, especially with dating reality TV, the hosts are like figureheads. They're not doing anything.
It's
Mark,
honestly
I literally
disappointing.
Yeah, it is. It's partially like you don't watch The Bachelor for like Jesse Palmer. Like, he shows up twice,
Jesse
and you're like,
Palmer, yeah. That's who he is. Yeah. Why is he famous?
He was on The Bachelor. Oh, and he was on The Bachelor at one point, did not marry the girl he picks. I don't know why they make a big deal about it. And then he was, like, maybe a football.
He's quite handsome.
Well, yeah.
Jesse Palmer.
But anyways.
Andy D-bags.
I don't think Temptation Island would survive without Mark L. Wahlberg. Like, I that don't think sense. It would be a show without him. Because it's pretty, like, slutty. It's pretty nasty. But he brings, like, the, well, you're here. So, like, let's get some real out of it. Even yeah. though you just had a threesome.
Yeah.
And your girlfriend's in a different villa.
Yeah.
So, it's amazing.
Exactly.
I love it. You should watch it. And we should get him on the show. Anyways, moving on. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Smash or pass, raw cookie dough.
Oh, smash.
Yeah, smash all day.
Like, I don't give a shit.
No, me neither.
I'm going in raw.
Raw all day.
I've never gotten... Okay.
I've eaten so much raw cookie dough in my day. I'm alive.
Smash or pass, cooking chicken in general.
I mean, smash, because chicken is... Oh, like just in general.
People are so scared of cooking chicken.
I am scared of chicken. Chicken, raw chicken is like legit disgusting.
I don't have the most structure when it comes to hygiene.
Okay. Keep going.
I'm a little buzzed. but like
this is
gonna people,
be our best episode
people
yet.
Who are like scared of getting salmonella from chicken are like, so intense, and mm-hmm. I've just been so chill my entire life around it. I cook with chicken mostly, like that is the
protein
of choice.
Yeah,
and I've never had any issues.
I would agree with you. I would say I'm medium level,
but I do
paranoid.
Use a wooden cutting board.
That's good.
Yeah,
and you probably like you're not like using a fork to hold your raw chicken and then eating with that fork.
Why would I do that?
Well, that's the thing.
But like people are like, oh, you have to make sure everything is washed amazingly and perfectly. And I'm like, honestly,
sometimes,
I don't wash the cutting board. Great. I kind of just like, I got like the little brush with like soapies.
Yeah.
So like I'll go over it.
Yeah.
And then I'll wash it off. But
I do this less, but I used to pour boiling water over the cutting board.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And then put it in the dishwasher.
Oh, okay.
But mostly because Rue, as much as we try to stop her from getting in the dishwasher, we cannot. She's been rewarded too many times. She will never stop trying.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, once in the States, we were out at a burger place.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really listening, but we ordered burgers. And I think the guy asked me how I wanted it done. And I wasn't really paying attention. And I just said, like, whatever was normal.
Fucking raw.
And then it was medium rare. Mm-hmm. And I got to the middle of the burger. And I didn't know until I got to the middle. And I almost vomited. Mm. And then I didn't eat burgers for, like, a year after.
There's something about seeing raw meat that
in a burger? Like,
what is wrong with the States? Not about...
So many things.
Not about... In like a burger. I mean like walking through the grocery mm-hmm. store and seeing raw meat
yeah.
in the aisles and mm-hmm. being like, oh, that looks pretty good.
That's not how I feel at all. Unless it's like steak. If it's steak, I'm like, yeah, get in my belly.
Yeah.
If it's like turkey, ground turkey, I know is healthier for me. I don't want it. Oh my goodness. It's so gross. Ground turkey, so gross.
Yeah, sure. Like, maybe I'm only talking about steak and that
yeah,
red,
like,
red meat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just...
Like,
I,
ribs, steak.
Something comes up.
Anything ground, I'm like, don't come at me.
Well, yeah.
Okay,
it's
next
not,
one.
It's... How do you think they... What do you think... When do you think ground meat became a thing in human history?
I wonder... It's probably better preserved, right? It's easier to, like... You can, like, stretch out.
But, like, preservation has been a
true.
Thing for...
Yeah, I don't know. It would
at least
after
10
the
years.
Industrial Revolution.
You think?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about like
you think
the
it was...
Egyptians.
No, I don't think
they
so.
They had like cooling things.
Oh, preserving meat for sure, yeah. But ground meat. I'm saying after they had like ways
well, like,
to grind
it. How do you
it
think
up.
They would ground it?
That's what I mean. Like they would have to have some kind of like mechanics.
At least
like
to make
those,
it economical.
You know, those things you like turn a handle and it like grinds it through a...
I think it's called a meat grinder.
That's the thing. That's it right there. Okay, moving on. Next one.
What was the question?
Smash or pass.
I understand the question was smash or pass. I don't remember what the topic was.
That one was raw cookie dough.
Oh, yeah. Kay. Smash, smash, yeah, smash, yeah. Smash.
Next one. Crocs.
Pass.
Pass. The things on Crocs.
Pass.
I don't know what they're called.
Gibbets.
Gibbets. That's right.
Gibbets.
Someone said that and I was like, you're just making up words.
It was me.
No, one of the people we worked with said, oh, you said it. You're right. Me. You said it and no one flinched. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? Everyone just continued like it was a real word.
It is.
Oh, my God. Okay, I will say that I did this list with Stefan the other night, and he said pass to Crocs and smash to the things on Crocs.
He's looking for expression. Yeah. I don't know what I would want on my Crocs that I would want to like spend $12
That's on. That's fair. I did used to wear Crocs and put those little things on them.
And you would smash Crocs or
not
pass
now,
Crocs?
Not now. Pass.
What is the... I think Crocs look stupid.
I think they look really stupid.
They look so stupid. I've never worn them. I don't think I've ever had Crocs on my feet.
They used to be really in when we were younger. Like when we were in middle school, they were in.
I think they're in now.
Well, they're in. They're back in.
Oh.
But I'm saying like I wore them probably when they were first in.
Oh.
Like in my life.
Ground floor.
Yeah, ground floor.
What color?
I think pale blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just think they look stupid.
Yeah, I agree. I don't even think I really like them then, to be honest.
They just like, if you ever want to find someone who's given up on life, find the people wearing Crocs.
I mean, like, find teenagers. They already look like they've given up. They're wearing like hoodies tucked into their sweatpants.
Oh, I would roast that child mercilessly.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Men wearing hairbands. Those like spiky hairbands that like pull back their hair.
Oh, I'll give it a what's the not complimentary, not
neutral.
It's like an honorary. I'll give it an honorary smash.
Interesting. Why?
Well, you know, I think there was a time in my life where wearing one of those headbands would be gay.
Yeah, probably.
And so, you know, any step towards progress, I'll honorarily smash.
Well, now you're making me feel bad for my answer.
You're going to say no.
Yeah, I think they look dumb. But I also think they look... You cannot say that. We are not actively trying to get canceled. I think they look bad on everyone, though.
But is life about looking good?
Yes. No. Okay, next one. Winter.
Pass.
Pass. Big time pass.
However.
Oh, God.
We are.
We need the moisture. That's what you're going to say.
Do you want to fucking step back for a second? Do you want to chill? It seems noticeable at this moment in time that people are like, not necessarily struggling, but like weird. They're just like experiencing life to its fullest, which might mean not having a great time.
Oh, okay.
So we are at the end of Pisces season.
Mm-hmm.
We are at the end of winter. Pisces is just like very dreamy and very like psychic.
Okay.
And whatnot. Very like tapped into the unseen.
Okay.
And I feel like with Pisces season, it's at the end of winter.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily see it as the height of winter energy.
Okay.
But maybe it is the height of winter energy because winter energy is just like all the life is being drained of us.
Literally.
It's kind of like we're having near-death experiences and all the hallucinations that come with it.
Yeah.
Where was I going with this?
I don't know.
What was the smash or pass?
Winter.
Winter. Oh, okay. So like, okay, if you don't have winter, do you have the same life experience of like, holy shit, I feel absolutely drained before you launch into that rebirth stage of the year.
It's true. As much as I like the idea of like never having winter, that means you probably don't really have seasons.
We are never, ever, ever having winter together. That's what you would sing if you were long distance with someone in Australia.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help.
Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
That's good.
Man, you were pleased with yourself when you said that. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, moving on. Next one.
Winter together. You go talk to your friends. Ski with your friends.
My friends don't ski with me.
My friends don't ski with me. So, but like, my parents used to live just like a little bit south of the
49th parallel.
Oh, okay.
And their winter would be like 3 months long instead of
8 months.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That sounds nicer.
Yeah. Then they would have like cardinals and blue jays.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Corn.
Now, to be fair, we've had a pretty nice winter. We've had actually a ridiculously nice winter. We've
yeah.
had so many days above zero, I don't even know.
Yeah,
what
our
to
river
do.
Didn't freeze over.
Yeah.
We've only had second winter on March 15th.
And I do think second winter is going to end by Wednesday.
Oh, that's actually a pretty solid second winter.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
Is this how second winter? Is this how we always get fooled?
Maybe.
Oh,
man.
Well, just another
ready
life
for
cycle.
More depression, listeners.
Yay.
Okay. Full-time jobs, like an adult.
Oh. I'd go pass. If it was like a 28 to 32-hour work week was full-time, smash.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay, next
one. What would your art be if you had more time to do your art?
Writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of writing do you like to do?
Like fantasy writing.
Mmm.
What? What? I'm just, what did I do? I just grabbed, I don't understand. I grabbed the wine bottle and Jimmy started laughing at me.
Janet was reaching for the wine bottle and just kind of like, it was out of Janet's reach just a little bit much. So just like stretching for it. And then like.
It's like I'm saving the person who's falling off the cliff.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Writing, fantasy writing. Okay, this is actually something that I meant to include in my catch-up.
I don't know if I want to talk about. Okay.
What?
Oh, wait, I don't know what you're going to say. Go for it.
Wheel of Time season 3 came out.
Okay.
Oh.
Really? Okay. Maybe I do need to get into it.
Oh, man. I just like, there's so much of me that just wants to like be like, neater, neater, neater. Just like rub it in people's faces who over the last last two seasons have been like,
it's not exactly like the books. Well, I don't know why they did what they did. And I'm like,
just
let them cook.
Right.
Let them cook.
Maybe I should watch it because I won't read the books. I've decided. Like, it's just too much commitment. I can't get into it.
I've been doing audiobook versions of it.
I would have to. That's how I'd.
I'm only on book 4. It's 40 hours long.
Well, the audiobook I'm listening to. Oh, I took a break. It's 59 hours long.
Is it another Sanderson?
It is a Sanderson. It's taking me so long to get through, but mostly because I keep having book club books that come up.
Mm.
So I have to pause. And sometimes I don't always do book club books by audio, but I have done the last two.
Okay.
So yeah. I keep having to pause with my Sanderson.
Yeah. Honestly, the way that I've been consuming Wheel of Time has been very, very fun for me.
That is the way you have to do it for any of those, in my personal opinion.
Well, I even like, so the first two seasons, I think I don't know if I listened to the first audiobook after the first season.
Okay.
But after the second season, I think that's when I started listening to the audiobooks.
Oh, okay.
And so like I was... You're in it just from the TV show.
Oh, interesting.
And so wasn't aware of like all of like the other lore.
Yes.
And so you're like kind of adding on to it and you're seeing like, oh, okay. Or like, oh, that's different. Rather than like, oh, they left that out.
Again,
blah, blah, blah.
I used to be that person.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, I really used to be that person. I stand by my critiques of Harry Potter.
Your critique of Harry Potter is they care too much about gender diversity.
Yeah, that's my critique. But I used to be that person who really hated adaptations.
Yeah.
But I've come to understand that they're different mediums.
No, that is okay. Maybe that's just the problem with Harry Potter in general. It is fantasy, but it actually isn't as fantasy as fantasy is.
Well, it's yeah, it's not high fantasy.
No, yeah.
High fantasy is like Lord of the Rings, Wheel of Time.
And like, I feel like fantasy, high fantasy deals with a lot more like symbolism than I ever really got from Harry Potter. But maybe I just haven't dug into Harry Potter enough.
You probably need to dig into it a little more.
Do I?
Yeah, low fantasy.
How often does
can
it
do
talk
it?
About earth, air, water, and fire?
Probably not as much as you want.
Right?
Yeah, so maybe don't get
and
into
like
it.
Like, if Harry Potter could identify with some elements, I would really be into it.
Yeah, that's probably not the vibe.
Honestly, it kind of feels like a contemporary... Yeah, I guess, yeah, it is set in like the 90s, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's, that's an interesting
It's not...
take.
I wouldn't call it... It's not... Well, I guess... Yeah, it's on the line of contemporary fantasy. Because like once they're in the magical world, it's very immersed.
Mm-hmm.
But which is unlike other fantasy where they're in the real world with magical elements, which would be more like urban or contemporary fantasy.
Yeah.
So it's kind of on the line, but it's not high fantasy.
Honestly, yeah, I feel like the world building in Harry Potter is interesting and it's fun.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel super connected.
Yeah.
To like the rest of the genre.
Yeah, that is true. It's pretty unique, actually. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because even the like school trope, which was like pretty common, especially like I would say mid-2000s.
Oh, like Percy Jackson season 2 is coming out soon.
Yes. Oh, great series. They did good.
I didn't read the books, but I saw a lot
also,
of people hate the first season and I was like, it's a vibe.
I didn't hate it.
It is what it is.
But once you compare it to the movie, it's like so like it's not even you're like, okay, this is what it's supposed to be like.
Yeah.
You know? That is more similar to Harry Potter, but even Percy Jackson vibes more with like contemporary fantasy because it's more comparable to like a summer camp.
Yeah.
Than like Harry Potter is like maybe if you grew up in the UK and boarding schools were a thing, it would be more contemporary.
Bloody hell.
Okay. Next one. Are you ready?
What was the last topic?
Full-time jobbing like an adult.
Oh, yeah.
Mini eggs.
A pass.
What?
I ate a lot of mini eggs when they were in the office last week, though.
Oh, my God. I did, too.
I had Cass. So I don't... My office days are Monday to Friday now instead of Tuesday to Thursday.
Like forever?
Probably.
That's brutal.
Who knows how long I'm going to stay here, right?
Well, that's the thing. Me, too.
Like, it might just be like a...
That's why I told our supervisor, ex-supervisor, she couldn't listen because we were still going to say stuff like this. Because she was like, can I listen now that I'm not your supervisor? And I was like, no, I don't think so. And this reinforces that.
She can't hang. She could hang, but
I
don't think she can.
It would really change her view of us, and I don't think I need that.
And I don't want the perspective.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mini eggs. So I ate a lot of mini eggs. I refrained from eating the Tostitos and queso when they were there. But like they're fine. I'm not a huge chocolate guy, so
that's true. You're
if
not.
If I'm gonna pass on something, it'll be something that I don't really care about.
That's fair. I love mini eggs.
You're a smash.
Yeah, smash all day.
You seem like the type.
Yeah. It's good I don't have them in my house because I would eat them all the time. Okay, next one. Leather jackets.
I'll pass. I had a leather jacket in high school. I think I got it when I got my wisdom teeth out.
Oh my God. I hate this take.
Like we were in Saskatoon and my dad was there and like he doesn't think I was high. When we did this,
when you bought the leather jacket,
it wasn't the same event, but I'm pretty sure it was.
I hate this take from you.
What do you think? I don't think I have the proportions.
No, you're right.
That would make a leather jacket.
You have other cool jackets.
Look great. Yeah.
I love a leather jacket.
Because a leather jacket that would fit my arms is way too bulky everywhere else, and a leather jacket that fits everywhere else is not going to fit my arms.
Yeah, that's fair. You'd have to get like a really fancy custom leather.
Which is fine, but
I fuck with leather jackets so hard. I love leather jackets.
Do you have leather jackets?
Yeah, I just have one. Leather jackets. It's hard to find a good leather.
How many leather jackets does Stefan have?
I think he just has one as well.
What a stud.
What a stud. Yeah, I love leather jackets.
Okay.
Love. That's what I want my aesthetic to be.
Okay.
I'm not there yet, but that's what I want it to be.
Okay.
I want it to be my Steve Madden boots, my like black fat Steve Madden boots and leather jackets. That's what I...
Do you think you need a different haircut?
Probably. Like, also, how rude.
Like what
my
about...
My hair is also fucked right now.
I think
now,
your aesthetic would need to change. So like...
I think I pulled it off.
Mm? The earrings are a good addition.
You think I need to, dye my hair?
No. What?
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I've dyed it before. I don't need to dye it again.
I think maybe 5 inches off.
Mm. The problem is when it's 5 inches off, it hits a really weird, it does like a weird, like a little flippy. Like it's weird. It like loses a lot
that's
of the curl.
That's not a vibe with a leather jacket
it's
though.
Not a vibe.
Like a fuck ass bob with a leather jacket.
Yeah, bob, but my hair doesn't do that. Like it's such a weird texture. I've had shorter hair.
It does get like wavy.
It's wavy
past the ear.
And then it loses its wave and it just does some weird like half wave, half flip, and it's not cute. I'd have to do it a lot more than I'd want to.
You'd be like more what feeling do you want with your leather jacketness?
I want people to be
like
damn.
Not punk.
No, not.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It would be a glasses-less
look. Yeah, I usually go glasses-less.
Well, I think you got good sunglasses for it.
I do. Mm-hmm. I would agree. Yeah, I think it's more just like she doesn't give a shit.
Yo.
That's the vibe.
What is your north node in?
Okay, are you ready?
Can I add a smasher pass?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, smasher pass. Greece.
Greece, the movie.
Greece is the word.
The country.
Greece is the word. The movie.
The movie. Oh, pass. Or smash. Word.
Smash.
Smash.
Hard smash.
Yeah, of course.
Hard smash.
I mean, Sandy, come on.
Just smash.
I know it's really problematic, and I don't care.
Well, I think one of the... Oh, my God. God, I got a new computer, so I have to use a different... Fuck, mm-mm. I don't know your birthday. May... What? 15th?
Mm-hmm.
1973?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, 63.
2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon?
Afternoon. I think it was like 2:45 or 2:46.
I'm 7:45 in the morning, so that's good to... Yeah, an interesting thing is like growing and being like, this thing is problematic, but also like, I love it so much.
Yeah, it is interesting how powerful.
International Love by Pitbull featuring Chris Brown.
Yeah, Jimmy texted me like 2 weeks ago and was like, one of my favorite Pitbull songs has Chris Brown featured.
And that was
the entire text.
I'm only just trying to have favorite Pitbull songs.
Well, because we'd recently discovered that all of our office was obsessed with Pitbull, which was like a weird thing to be on board with.
It, like, It makes sense. It does. He's Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. Okay, are you ready for the next one?
No.
Oh my God.
What? Why did I bring up your North Node?
I don't know. Something about leather jackets.
Leather jackets. Your North Node?
Yeah.
Scorpio.
What does it mean?
Sex and death, baby.
Oh, there you go.
Like, that is some punk rock.
I like that a lot. Don't give a shit. Actually, that makes me feel really good.
It's like, it's nice when the astrology hits.
Because I like to think I was emo in high school.
Mm.
Like, I had black hair. I did that whole thing. But I think I was kind of fake emo. But I think most people were fake emo.
Qualities to develop. Courage to make changes. Going all in. Sharing intimacy.
Yep.
Sharing, comma, intimacy.
Yeah. Sounds about
it's
right.
It's like you get to be more than your Virgo rising. You get to be this badass.
I like it a lot.
What if, like, we'll talk about it offline.
Okay. Okay. Next one. Chopsticks.
Smash.
Pass. Can't use them. Never have learned.
I was having a hard time using chopsticks the other day.
What happened? Were you high?
No. I actually have not smoked for months.
Good for you. Yeah. How's Survivor been?
I watched Survivor at like 6 o'clock in the morning and like fell asleep. And then I woke up at the like last moments of it and it was like,
what is happening?
Okay. I missed something here.
Well, let's be honest. Early episodes, by the end of the season, you're like, I don't remember.
You'll
any
hate
of those
somebody.
People.
You'll hate somebody.
I missed episode two.
You'll hate somebody.
And I was like, I don't care that much. I watched episode three. And I was like, that's good. Because on Global's free thing, it like locks after 7 days.
Oh,
so I was really late.
Okay.
And I
missed
episode two.
Okay. Okay.
I probably could have found it, but I was like, if it had been later in the season, totally would have. But episode two, I was like,
it was a blindside.
Yeah. I did see that.
Okay. Yeah.
And I liked him. So that was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
From
and
the first
like,
episode.
You like him and you don't really like the person that he was trying to get out.
Yes.
So it's like, nuts.
Yeah, it was that one girl, right? She's not going to last long anyway.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We shall see.
She manipulated that one guy into keeping her, which is insane. That was crazy.
Daddy.
Hmm?
Daddy.
I don't.
She calls him dad.
What?
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, yeah, they've got a pretty intense bond.
Okay.
Yeah, I missed that. But I don't like her.
No, I don't like her either.
But not in the way of like she isn't worthy of living.
No.
Just like,
I don't feel that way about
if I had
people,
the choice.
She'd be
gone. I don't think she would fuck with me and I don't think I would fuck with her.
Oh my
right?
God. I would hate her immediately and she would also hate me immediately. Okay, next one.
What was the last topic?
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
I went to Taiwan and everyone tried to teach me. Could not learn.
Taiwan number one.
What does that even mean?
It's kind of like a meme that people would like comment in Chinese gaming streams.
So this is a thing, right? That China, if you didn't know, thinks Taiwan is a province of China.
Yeah.
And Taiwan is like, nah, we're an independent country.
Yeah.
And depending which map you look on,
yeah,
some say Taiwan, some say Taiwan in brackets, province of China.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Taiwan number one.
Yeah. Big fan. Really
big
cool
fan
country.
Of Taiwan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super cool country. Really
or
cool.
Independent nation state.
Yeah, I'm going with the country vibe because I like to think what the people there would like. But they do have a ton of Chinese artifacts, which I think is partially why China's like, well, you're kind of ours.
Mm.
But I tried to learn and I did not.
Well, it takes time.
Yeah, I
you have to
put
like
the time in.
It's one. I feel like it's one of those things where, like, there's the technique that everybody will show you. Okay, so when you go rock climbing, people will be like, oh, make sure you keep your arms straight. Wrong. Terrible
advice.
I've
never heard that. I've heard hips to the wall.
Hips to the wall, arms straight. Like, you don't want to be, like, holding on with your arms,
okay,
like, bent, right?
I see that.
Fair. It's fair. Because, like,
you have
okay,
no strength if
you're
doing
gonna,
that.
Well, you're just, like, going to tire out, right? It's a lot easier to hold with your straight arms that it's a lot easier to hold for a long time with straight arms than like flexing them.
Yeah.
Best rock climbing advice.
Okay.
Quiet feet.
Oh, like not slamming into them.
I got it wrong. The best rock climbing advice is it's all about your center of gravity.
Yeah, okay, I can see that.
And so like,
which makes sense. Hips to the wall makes sense to me for that reason.
Kind of, but it's more like as you're going up, you're usually going to have 3 points of contact
yes.
on the wall.
Yes.
And so being aware that like your center of gravity is going to shift
right.
around like that, that you can like put your one leg out very, very far
right.
to make a move a lot easier.
Right.
And I think quiet feet is a lot more helpful than like keep your arms straight, because right. with quiet feet, at least you're like, it's really all about the footwork.
Yeah.
And making sure like you're feeling comfortable
yeah.
in your center of gravity
right.
and your solid. Stance. If you're like moving your feet quietly, you're not like boom, boom, boom. Like, cause that's yeah. what you do when you're off balance.
Right.
And whatnot.
You're like catching for things. And
yeah.
I have thought about trying to get into rock climbing.
Yo, should we go?
I would like that.
I'm kind of good.
I've rock climbed.
That was
like,
years ago.
Well, I used to rock climb in my old job with like the people I worked with. But we would go to like, we would take the kids to like the gym up in the north where it's mm-hmm. like they have the auto belays and
the
stuff.
Hangar.
The hangar, yeah. I don't like auto belays. Didn't make me feel good. I really don't like the feeling of falling.
You have to do a little bit of a fall before it catches.
Yeah, and yeah. that's not my vibe. I am not scared of heights. Feeling of falling, not my thing. But then I went real rock climbing with a friend and I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm falling at all.
Yeah.
It was awesome. But I'm like, I don't know if I want the responsibility of belaying people. And that's like part of rock climbing.
I love wearing belay glasses where like I don't. Well, it's a kind of glass where it like is kind of a prism. So you look straight ahead. But as
you
like look
shoots
into the
gap.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
to help your neck.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, and that's the thing is like, I would like to get into it, but I don't want that responsibility. And I know that's part of it. You can't just be like, hey, belay me. I'll never help you.
Well, like there's some nuance to it where. Yeah. Different belay devices are a little bit more chill to use and will like snag rather than like you always like have to be
on it.
Yeah.
Interesting. I have belayed, like I did learn because we did
and
at
like
a camp
top
belay
roping,
kids.
Not super fun.
Which is that one?
It's where the rope goes all the way up rather than like starting with the rope all the way on the ground and you're clipping as you
oh
go.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Yeah,
because I've
takes,
just done it at
it
like
takes
a gym.
Some yeah, that, instruction and yeah. practice and
that sounds
testing.
Scary to me.
Yeah, it is scary.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Marshmallow root.
Smash.
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 I'm in. Jimmy got me marshmallow root once, and it was
and
really nice.
Stefan has drank all of it.
He drinks it all the time, and he drinks it plain. I mean, he drinks
all. Stefan. Stefan.
He's working, I think.
Ah, oh, fuck.
He drinks all his tea plain, which is insane to me. Like, no sugar, no...
I used to drink a lot of stuff plain. I don't
no
really
honey.
Like adding sugar.
Oh, I
should add more honey.
Honey is the best.
To things,
oh, I've never
like
added
some,
sugar,
some
but honey is the way to
artificial sweeteners.
Yeah.
Because sugar just makes me feel a little bit
icky
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've never added sugar, but I don't drink black tea.
Is this our best episode yet?
It's going to go so long. Okay. Yeah, I'm in. I drank some this week. Okay, IKEA art.
Pass.
Yeah. I
had it's some. Fine.
Yeah, I had some in my life. But I don't have it anymore.
I've seen IKEA art, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much it costs, though.
It's cheap, and that's the thing.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. I actually still have a massive print in my room at my mom's house.
Okay.
And I'm like, why was that the thing
I think I've
wanted?
Seen, like, box lids before. Yeah, I think Dee Dee has like box lids.
Okay, yeah, I have one that's like it's huge. It's probably like 4x3. Like it's
fucking
massive.
Okay,
maybe not 4x2, but it's like it's all brown. It's like a landscape, and I'm like, why was this the thing?
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I was like, I want
all
this
brown.
In it's just like sepia, but
you
weird.
Like, you like shit?
Yeah, like I was like, why is this the IKEA art I bought?
There was a joke back in my hometown. We would have like an annual festival at summer solstice, and the person.
Very small town.
Yeah, it was like adorable. It was like a kite.
That's like the dream.
It was a kite festival and a music festival.
Oh my god, adorable.
Yeah, it was pretty cute. And they would like bring in a bunch of porta potties.
Yeah,
and we would always joke like the person delivering the porta potties just like love shit, just fucking love shit.
Yeah, if you're in that game, yeah. New Girl Nick bought a porta potty. He tried to get in that game.
I don't remember that.
It was like him and Schmidt's birth, like their friendiversary or something. And he was in charge of the porta potties and he bought a single, instead of like renting a bunch, he bought a super like shitty, no pun intended, porta potty.
Man, I feel like it's New Girl season 6 is just, I think, peak New Girl.
That's the one with Megan Fox.
I think. Maybe I think after Megan Fox's first season.
Okay.
I'm thinking about the season where they have like the secrets. Do you remember like Nick and Winston have five secrets
they have
that
their
they
vault?
Keep from? Yeah. That is like,
man, I really need the to first
few the first like handful of episodes of that season is.
I don't know if this really, is a shame really thing, good. But I'll admit to it.
Yeah.
I have definitely watched all of New Girl. Uh-huh. And then just immediately restarted it.
I thought it was going to be like masturbated to Schmidt.
No.
Because I...
Okay. Anyways, not something I need to know. Okay. Watering your houseplants in the sink. I'm passing. I know I should.
Like bottom watering?
Yeah,
or?
Like, yeah.
I know I'll I should, but pass. I've bottom watered a couple times, but it wasn't the most satisfying thing.
No, it's not my vibe.
You got to do it if you're on like making content, but
yeah. And if you like, I guess, I don't know. I don't think it helps that much.
There's like the wine left.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Do you want to split it? Or?
Yeah, let's split it.
Okay. You do the, I do the pouring. Yeah, I don't trust myself to do the pouring.
I trust you.
I'm
you're just
biased.
Gonna pour it all in your
I'm
glass.
Biased towards myself.
Yeah, well,
here.
We'll see what happens. Meal prepping. What was that?
You already have some.
That doesn't mean I don't get half of what's left. Oh my god.
Look at that.
When
that's
he was
exactly
saying,
the same.
I don't think me having some in
you're
my glass.
You're smaller.
Bias is right. He warned me. I should have known. Okay, meal prepping.
Yeah.
Smash
what?
Or pass.
What? Meal prepping. I'll pass.
Pass, me too.
I do make my little ramen bags and they are kind of a godsend.
I wish I meal prepped.
That was the last time I used chopsticks and it was just like, I think I was too rigid with it.
Okay. Next one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Car air fresheners.
Pass.
Pass. They make me nauseous.
It's really intense.
Yeah. They make me
like what are you doing? Just farting a lot in your car? Chill.
Yeah, I don't like it. Neck tattoos.
Yeah, I'll smash.
Smash. In the
it's
summer.
It's 2025.
Yeah. In the summer, we went
what
to.
What are you going to say here?
Are you ready? So we went to.
Are you ready for it? Burr.
The lead singer of Rascal Flatts was at the Burwood tent.
Yeah.
At Stampede.
Yeah.
New tent. Great time. They did
new
not have
tent,
shit.
Great time.
They did not have their
that's
shit together.
Marketing.
But it was not downtown, which is why it was awesome.
Do you feel like we should just live our professional lives together for the rest of our lives?
Yeah, of course. Like, it's the only way I know how to do
I
it.
I don't know if we're like two sides of the same coin or two halves of a whole. Or
I have things to say, but I think they need to be said offline. And so the lead singer of Rascal Flatts came and my friends and
he
I
came.
Okay. We all went, it was 15 of us and we made a huge deal of it. We were like, ka-chow, cars, ka-chow. Life is a highway.
Oh,
like we were
yeah.
all fucking in.
Bam, bam, bam,
yes.
bam.
I don't remember Life is a Highway because I was so fucked up. I nice. Threw my hat on stage. I blamed it on a friend. I got my hat back. I complained to see it was a whole thing anyways.
I love that.
Yeah. But we all put on Cars tattoos before we went, like little press on tattoos.
Great time.
Stefan put on a Cars tattoo on his neck and I was like, I'm all the way in.
Woo!
Yeah, I was like sitting there and I was like, holy shit. I was like, who am I right now? I was like... I was fully in.
Like, put a leather jacket on.
Yeah, I was like, I am, I'm done. I'm...
Take him to the porta potty.
Take me home. So, yeah, I'm smashing.
You know, maybe I'm wrong. A liter of wine seems like it's the right amount. It
seems like a good amount. Oh, my God. Okay.
This is a great segment.
Yeah, I did good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, full moon.
Smash.
Yeah, smash.
Especially full moon rising. Shit.
Ooh, okay. Owning a house.
Pass.
Smash.
Well. What about, like, how much square footage would you need to smash instead of pass?
I'm smashing already. You're just saying in general.
Yeah, like, oh, are you like, probably this. Would you smash an apartment? Would you smash only, like, a... Yeah, okay.
No. I think it's a...
So McMansion is your minimum?
Yeah, McMansion. Yeah, that's where we're at right now. McMansion. Yeah,
I was talking to somebody. We were heading to a sports league. And I was like, what? How rich do you want to be? And they were like, yeah, you know, like, to be a little, like, go to concerts that I want to go to.
Yeah,
and,
like,
you know, like, have a little McMansion. And I was like, McMansion? That's, like, that's your peak?
I think travel is my... Just being able to be like, I want to go on a trip and not be like, oh, I've got to stress and save for this.
Yeah, like, being rich enough to, like, work 20, 30 hours a week on, like, the things that you actually want to work on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, smash.
Wow.
Smash.
Okay, next one.
Yeah.
Lifted trucks.
Pass.
Pass. Normal trucks? I'm smashing.
Give me a mini truck or, like, a Ranger or something.
Oh, yes.
Smash.
Yes.
Smash.
Okay. Air fryer.
Never used one.
I hadn't either, and then when we moved into my mom's, awesome. It's like an oven, but you don't have to wait 20 minutes for it to heat up.
Okay, okay. I feel like there's an element of pass here for me where air fryers kind of give in to, like, my worst instincts of, like, cooking is for the weak and just, like, spending any kind of time. Are you working right now?
He worked out.
What were we talking about that I was yelling for him earlier?
Marshmallow root?
Oh, yeah. How's the marshmallow root? Yeah.
He loves it.
Have you tried it with, like, sugar or honey or anything? Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
you have been putting honey in it. Okay.
Not anymore.
Yeah, you can eat that.
I harvested rose hips last year, so I'm going to try to do more of that. And I've been doing, I do marshmallow root and rose hips.
That, I could see that being good.
Yeah. And like some sugar, yeah.
Yeah, air fryers, I'm in. They do take up a lot of counter space, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I've got the counter space for it. And fair. I'll pass on air fryers.
Okay, cowboy boots.
Pass.
Smash all day.
I
love my cowboy boots.
Well, when was the last time you licked somebody's toes who have been in cowboy boots?
Not recently.
Because if you can't put somebody's toes in your mouth, what
then
are we doing?
What are we even doing here?
Yeah.
Well, that's more than I wanted to know about you.
I hear that you're saying, like, they look good on people that...
I love wearing cowboy boots.
I don't think I would look good in cowboy boots.
Depends.
What do you think my outfit would be?
You got to wear jeans where I would over be? Your cowboy boots.
There's no way I am rocking this look.
You could.
I could, but there's no way I am.
It's not your vibe, though.
No.
When I was in university, I was not in the cowboy boot area. And I brought my cowboy boots with me to university.
Yeah.
And we were going out in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I put on my cowboy boots. And my roommates were like...
Yeah,
like, you can't wear those to a club in Vancouver. And I was like, This is the only thing I've ever worn in a club. What are you even talking about? I was like, the only time I've been out is in cowboy boots. I don't understand. I also went through a phase in high school where I wore my cowboy boots every day.
Look at these pants. I think these are... Can you take the phone?
Yeah.
I think these are going to be the next, like, style of pant that I'm going to try to make.
Oh, tie. Oh, I like that. That's cute.
Yeah, down like the tie, side. Tie yeah. down the side, but also, like, tie through the back. Do you see that?
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I yeah, see. Yeah. yeah, cute.
Yeah, I think that
would
be cute.
Yeah, I mean, I think our Instagram has potential if we put effort into it.
Well, I'm... Emergency with club Pass. Soda. What kind of club soda?
Just plain.
Club soda?
Low sodium.
More smash than not
I'm
with
passing.
Club soda, but less pass.
I don't
pass,
like emergency.
Less pass than just a sparkling water.
There you go. I'm not a emergency fan. Okay, next one. Zins.
Oh, pass. Yeah. I had some Zins. I didn't... Nobody told me I was supposed to spit.
I don't... You're not supposed to spit.
Oh, well, I got sick anyway.
Yeah, our friends
they,
smash Zins.
They can fuck me up.
Big
Holy
time.
Shit.
Yeah, they... It's like a daily... yeah, you're not supposed to spit with Zins, I don't think.
But I thought you're always supposed to spit.
No, because they're in pouches.
Yeah, but
that's
like,
in like raw tobacco. That's when you stick like... That's when you're supposed to spit.
What's the difference?
It's in a pouch. Yeah, our but friends like, don't spit. I don't know.
But like...
No spitting.
Drinking tobacco spit versus drinking Zin spit... Isn't that the same?
I don't know. No spitting, right? Stephen?
I threw up
no
when I had Zin.
Yeah, that's what
people
say.
But I also felt real good for like 5
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Yeah, every time they have them, my friend's like, hey, Heather, you want one? And I'm like, no.
I was on mushrooms at the time. Mm-hmm. And then I had
Bad
some Zins.
Bad combination, maybe.
It would be. It was interesting. I don't really feel it. Well, who knows
maybe
if
try
I felt
them
the
separately.
Mushrooms.
We went over to our friends like a couple weekends ago. This is when our one friend invited us.
Invited
and the other,
you, yeah, yeah.
And that friend eventually left, which is his vibe. He just like gets up and leaves places.
Irish,
that's his
Irish
thing.
Goodbye?
Irish goodbye. But he was super high on mushrooms. Mm. And he was like, I can't go home. He was like just too fucked up. So he took an Uber. And I heard the next morning that he walked from National on 10th to his home in Marta Loop, which I was like, well, that's wild. But I was like, oh, he went and hung out with people at National. Turns out, no, he just Ubered to National on 10th and then just walked
you
home.
You know, a good walk when you're high
yeah,
is...
Yeah, and he said it felt good.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
Yeah.
Fruit ice cream.
Fruit?
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
I'm passing.
Like, are we saying there's fruit in the ice cream?
Yeah,
or it's
like,
just like strawberry ice cream?
Either or. I don't know
it,
the difference.
It just hit me that like, we're just hanging out. There's nobody's listening.
No one's listening.
We're just hanging out.
This is the best episode ever, and no one is listening. This is the best episode we've ever had. I can't even. I need to get our Instagram going.
I don't even
people
need
to hear this.
I don't even need to bring up my topic. Fruit ice cream. What did
no,
you say?
We've been recording for almost an hour and a half. You don't need to bring up your topic.
We don't, but we probably will.
Okay. Yeah, fruit ice cream. I'm passing.
With fruit in it?
Well, either way.
I don't need it, so pass.
Yeah. I'm like, if ice cream doesn't have like chocolate in it, I'm kind of out immediately.
What is your favorite ice cream?
What's my favorite ice cream, Stefan? Cookie dough.
Yo, I was going to say cookie dough. It's good.
So
we've
good.
Already smashed on cookie dough.
That is not true. I eat other types of ice cream.
It's like a Subway order. Once you found the
yeah.
thing that just like gets you to that level that you want to be at,
yep.
why are you
doing
are you
anything else?
It?
Yeah. Yeah. Cookie
Which
dough
is,
ice cream.
Yeah.
I like cherry ice cream.
Yeah.
That's the only fruit ice cream I like.
I like different ice creams. I like fruit ice cream,
but if I had to choose, not my vibe.
Yeah, like a salted caramel is probably more enjoyable than a fruited yeah. ice cream. What
Absolutely.
Is that?
What are you eating?
A shepherd's pie?
Oh, yeah. I froze a bunch.
Did you make it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was going to eat it this week for work.
Smells good,
Between
actually,
work. Yeah. But then I had to cancel all the works. You know, it's really good, I've discovered, when I lose my voice. It's really good. I don't have 3 jobs that rely entirely on me talking. I'm counting the podcast as a job.
But like, it is what an awakening. Yeah. That like, I think like our best selves are just talking.
Yeah. This is a great episode.
Yeah.
I think we just always need to drink wine.
I think so. Yeah.
We need to stop recording at 11 a.m. It's past noon. Well, it's fine.
We'll see. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Well, we'll start recording at the end of the workday, I think, is what's going to happen more and more.
That makes sense.
When we're both there.
Yeah.
You got something to say? You got things to add? That was my smasher pass.
So I was going to have some like different options. One of them is like, do you ever feel like when you're like connected to your grief?
And such different things. Can't keep going.
Yeah, mine's not a game. Do you ever like feel connected to your grief and be like, oh wow, like I'm really crying about this a lot? And there are times where you'll think about the same thing and you'll be like, I don't feel like crying.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel kind of awful when I don't feel like crying.
Oh, interesting. I used to feel that way.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten past that.
I imagine that it like comes in cycles, right?
Yeah.
But I also attribute that like not crying with it. I was like, ooh, something, I might have some like walls up or
Fair.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think I went on some pretty intense grief journeys from a young age. So I think that taught me a lot about grief.
Yeah.
And I think that taught me a lot about not judging grief, which means
you've never taught anybody anything about it. What the fuck?
Yeah. I've kept the knowledge entirely to myself. Hoarding it all.
You are the Harry Potter who's never talking about it.
Yeah. So I feel like that's led me to not judge myself as much.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Which is good in that way. Like Let's be clear. I judge myself in lots of ways.
When it comes, it'll come.
Yeah.
Second one.
Okay.
I've had this idea.
Okay.
Maybe my entire adult life. Imagine you have like a group of friends.
Okay.
And you party at somebody's house, apartment, whatnot.
Okay.
One night.
Yeah.
Everybody just kind of like passes out,
okay.
Stays over, sleeps over.
Yeah.
In the morning, pretty hungover.
Yeah.
Normally I would like leave or like you go to breakfast or something. Here's my idea.
Okay.
You find like an up and coming magician.
And bring them
just
to the
like,
house.
To just like have on retainer. And they like, they try out new tricks on you.
Should I order that to the Airbnb Stephanie's staying at first?
Nobody has said that this is a good idea until now. Everybody's like, this is stupid. This is the worst idea I've ever.
I'm not saying it's a good idea.
I'll take a clown who does magic tricks. I'll take
the fact
whatever.
That I'm not there makes it really funny if I were to order.
Oh.
A magician to Stefan's Airbnb the morning after his bachelor party.
But no, like, when was the last time you saw magic tricks being done and we're like...
Where it was good.
This is kind of cool.
Yeah, not often.
When did you see a good magic trick?
I don't know if I've ever.
I love magic.
Do you?
Yeah. There's one guy, his name is Ricky J.
Okay.
There was a documentary, whatever, that I really like to watch.
Okay.
And then there was also, I think it's on Crave or something, Derek something, and the show is called In and of Itself.
Okay.
And boy, that was good too. Magic is just very interesting.
It is interesting.
I don't know if you ever watched like Fool Us.
No.
With Penn and Teller.
No, not
but
really. Stefan did, I think.
They bring magicians on to like try to fool them.
Yeah.
But like, there's something about magic where you just like get to experience something completely like awe-inspiring.
Wow.
And you just like don't understand
how
they did it.
This.
And it like there are like all of those different methods that you use to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's where like Penn and Teller's Fool Us comes into play. Because like once you familiarize yourself with like, oh okay, this is just like distraction.
Yes.
This is this
then
method.
It's much
this
harder
is whatever.
To...
Then you're like, okay, like I can appreciate the craft, but I don't get that sense of wonder that comes with it. But if you don't know magic at all, then you're like, ooh, this is like, I don't know if I've ever gotten over the fact that like magic isn't real. Have we ever talked about Santa Claus?
No.
Okay. Wow. When did you find out
that Santa Claus wasn't real? I don't remember.
Like,
I've thought about it before. Do not remember.
There was never a moment in my life where someone sat me down and was like, Santa is not real.
I agree. I think it's like a slow understanding that builds. And
yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten over that.
Okay. Honestly, Christmas is my favorite time of year.
And the it comes about once a time of year.
True. The wonder is part of it. We have to end this episode. This is insane. My computer is also going to die. We have to end this episode.
I've got a chart. Oh, wait. No, it's not the right one.
We have been going for too long.
Yeah.
Christmas comes only once a year. Listeners, that's what we'll leave you with.
Yeah. No, I've just never gotten over it. Like the Santa Claus thing.
I agree. It's just lovely and wonderful. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
I don't feel lied to. I feel the magic in the air.
Did you know there are like some Christmas traditions related to psychedelic mushrooms?
Oh, I've heard this. Yeah, we've got to talk about this. Yeah. But I've also heard that it's been debunked. So we've got to talk about it.
Whatever.
I have 100% heard this.
Okay. There, not today, though. There's like a bunch of medieval art where...
I had it as a topic to talk about this.
Where like Adam and Eve are with the tree of knowledge.
Okay.
Look at this.
Okay.
It's not a tree.
No.
It's a...
I can't tell.
Mushroom? It's a mushroom.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about this.
But like mushrooms have been around the whole time.
Yeah. People have been altering their subconscious.
Yeah, does this make more sense?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I think we better end it there before we get into things that we...
Before we transcend?
Before we transcend. We'll transcend next episode.
Okay, I don't know. Do we have a sign-off?
No, we'll talk to you next week.
I love you.
Bye. Bye.